It is a great privilege for me to be here with you this morning. Let's open up our Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter
1.
And I will read all of chapter 1.
我会读第一章整章。
Begin in verse 1.
第一节开始。
Paul and Silvanus and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith, labor of love, and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of our God and Father, knowing, brethren, beloved by God, his choice of you. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but also in every place your faith toward God has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves report about us what kind of reception we had with you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come.
来读神的话，第一节，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安归于你们。我为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神与我们的父面前不住地纪念你们信心所获的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦。 已经盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐，被神所爱的弟兄们，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中。 蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我，也效法了主，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。因为知道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话。 因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要不是那又真又活的神等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
You live in a day and an age where many people believe that they are Christians.
我们活在一个时代，有许多人都自以为是基督徒。
Here in America, 65% of the people claim to be born again.
在美国有 65% 的美国人说自己已经重生得救。
And yet we know that is not true.
但我们知道这不是事实。
Because by their fruit you will know them.
因为凭他们的果子，你就可以认识他们。
Every year, our country seems to decline more and more morally.
我们每一年，我们国家的道德越来每况愈下。
Abortion is increasing.
堕胎不断的加增。
Immorality is increasing.
不道德的事也在越来越频繁。
Violence is increasing.
暴力的加增。
So it is very difficult to believe that 65% of the people in America are born again.
难以置信了，65%的美国人都重生了。
There is a cultural Christianity which is not a biblical Christianity.
在美国有一个文化的基督教，那不是属圣经的，不是圣经基督教。 象。
But that not only happens in the United States, it happens in other cultures.
不仅仅是在美国，其他文化也一样。
I have been, for example, with many Korean students.
譬如我跟很多的南韩的基督徒在一块儿学。学生在一块。
And we know that there has been some moves of God throughout the last century in Korea.
我们知道在上一个世纪在南韩有一些神的作为。
But although the parents of these students have a vital relationship with Christ,
那虽然这些学生的家长跟神有一个密切的关系，
many of their children have only a cultural Christianity.
他们的许多儿女不过是有一个文化的基督教传统而已。
Now, this is also true in South America,
在南美洲也是如此。
Where I lived for many years.
我在南美洲住了很多年。
People believe themselves to be Christian.
这些人都自以为是基督徒。
They may even go to church.
他们甚至上礼拜堂。
But in reality, there's little fruit in their lives.
但事实上，他们生命中没有什么果子。
Now, we are not saved by bearing fruit.
当然我们不是靠着结果子得救啊。
We are saved by faith alone in Jesus Christ.
我们乃是因着信靠耶稣基督唯独信心得救。
And it is not of works.
不是靠行为。
No man can boast.
好像没有人自夸。
Our salvation is only in Christ.
我们得救只有靠基督。
But those who believe in Jesus,
但是那些信靠基督的人，
they have been born again.
他们被圣灵重生了。
Although that involves a human decision,
虽然人需要决志啊，人需要决定。
Being born again is much more than a human decision.
但是重生不仅仅是人的一个决志而已。
When a person is born again,
当一个人重生了，
their heart is changed.
他们的心也被改变了。
And that's more than just poetry.
这不仅仅是诗意的话而已。
The Bible says they become a new creature.
圣经说他们成了新造的人。
It doesn't mean that the moment a person is saved, they live perfectly for the rest of their life.
这不是说一个人得了救以后就十全十美了，一辈子不犯罪了。
But it does mean that they have been changed in the innermost part of their being.
这乃是说一个人重生以后，他的里面的人完全彻底改变了。
And they begin to have new affection.
他们就开始有新的欲望，
new desires,
新的情感。
The things they once loved,
他们从前所爱的，
they now see as wrong.
现在他们认识到那是错的。
And they seek to turn away from them.
他们愿意悔改、回转。
And the God that they once ignored,
他们从前所忽略的神。
They now see him as precious.
现在他们看他为宝贝。
And they want to know him.
他们愿意更加认识他。
And serve him.
服侍他。
And although there is still a struggle with sin,
虽然他们对罪还有一些挣扎，
there will be real changes.
但是他们的确有改变。
And as a person lives their life for Christ,
当一个人继续为基督而活，
even over the many years of their life,
甚至他们以后的许多年日，
we will see them changing little by little.
我们会看到他们渐渐的改变。
Sometimes it's 5 steps forward very quick.
有时候五步向前。
And sometimes it's 5 steps forward, 3 steps back.
有时候五步向前，三步退后。
But those who have truly been born again,
但是那些真正重生的人，
will begin to live a different life.
一定会有一个不同的生活方式。
Not only because they've been changed by the Holy Spirit,
不仅仅是因为他们被圣灵改变了，
but because of the providence of God,
更是因为神的护理和保守。
The God who began a good work in them,
那一位在他们心中开始善工的，
is going to finish it,
必要成全。
He's going to make a people for his son.
他必要为他儿子造就一群。
Here in this first letter to the Thessalonians,
这里帖撒罗尼迦前书，
we have a wonderful and a powerful example of conversion.
我们有一个美好的、一个强而有力的例子，就是悔改得救的例子。
We have an example of what happens to everyone who has truly come to know Christ.
我们看到每一个人真正认识主都会这样改变，这是一个很好的例子。
Now we all grow in different degrees.
当然我们的成长都有不同程度啊。
God works differently in all our lives.
神在我们每个人心中都有不同的作为啊。
And there are many things unique to each individual.
每个人都很特别。
But there are also some things we all have in common.
但是同时呢，我们有一些共通点。
And we're going to see those today.
我们来看看这共通点是什么。
Now, the first thing I want us to do is to go to verse 4.
好，首先我们看看第四节。
Listen to what Paul says.
好，听听保罗怎么说的。
Knowing, brethren, beloved by God, His choice of you.
好，被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
In this text, we see God's sovereignty.
在这段经文里头，我们看到神的主权。
We see even the doctrine of election.
我们甚至看到拣选的教义。
But what Paul is basically saying is this.
这里保罗啊，基本上在说的是。
Brethren,
亲爱的弟兄啊
，We know that God loves you.
我们知道神已经爱了你们。
And we know that you have truly become Christian.
我们知道你们真正的成了基督徒了。
We know it.
我们知道。
Now,
好。
How did Paul know it?
保罗怎么知道呢
？Was it because he was an apostle?
是因为他是使徒
？And he had special insight.
他有特别的先见。
Well, he was an apostle.
是没错，他是使徒啊。
And he did have unusual insight.
他的确有从神而来的智慧。
And the words he wrote were inspired by God.
他所写的的确是神所默示的话语。
But Paul's going to tell us how he knew it.
但是这里保罗告诉我们他怎么知道的。
He knew it by observing what had happened in their lives.
保罗借着观察他们生命中所发生的事情才能够知道。
Now I don't just want to preach to you today.
我今天不仅仅要跟你讲道而已。
So we're going to look at what happened in these believers' lives.
我们要看看这些信徒生命中发生了些什么事情。
And I want you to ask yourself a question.
我要你扪心自问。
Has this happened to me?
这些事情有没有发生在你的身上
？Is this happening to me?
或者正在发生在你的身上
？Because this is something that all believers have in common.
因为这是所有信徒都有的共通的经历。
So in verse 4,
第四节
，Paul says, "Knowing, brethren, beloved by God, His choice of you."
好，保罗说，我知道你们是蒙神所拣选的。
I know, I'm convinced.
我知道，我有把握，你们是真基督徒。
Now, how did he know that?
他怎么知道呢
？Verse 5,
第五节他说
，For our gospel did not come to you in word only.
因为我们的福音传到你那里，不独在乎言语。
So many times when I'm preaching,
往往当我讲道的时候
，even to a group of lost people,
甚至一群失落的人呢。
Seems like nothing happens.
似乎没有什么反应。
I preach.
我传。
They sort of listen.
他们好像在听。
And then they just left.
然后就离开了。
Or I'm witnessing on the street.
或者我在大街上传福音。
And talking to people about Jesus.
我跟那些人传讲耶稣。
And maybe they just pass me by.
也许他们就从我那儿经过。
Or maybe someone listens for a few minutes.
或者有些人站在那儿听几分钟。
But that's it.
仅此而已。
The gospel comes to them in word only.
神的道仅仅借着言语达到他们。
It seems there's nothing accompanying it when it is spoken.
似乎你传讲的福音没有什么果效伴随的。
Now we know that God's word is powerful.
我们知道神的话是有功效的。
And we know that it may work later in their lives.
我们知道以后在他们生命中神的话也许产生功效。
But at that moment,
在当时当刻
，we know that the word just came to them.
我们知道神的话仅仅临到他们而已。
But nothing else happened.
除此以外没有别的事儿。
Now let me ask you a question.
好，让我问你问题。
You've heard the gospel.
你听了福音了。
In this church.
在这个教会里。
You've heard that God is holy and righteous.
你听过神是公义的，是圣洁的。
You've heard that you are a sinner.
你也听到你是个罪人。
You've heard that you cannot save yourself.
你听到你不能够自救。
You've heard that God sent His Son to die on the cross in your place.
你听到神派遣他儿子在十字架上为你的罪而死。
That when He died, He paid the price of sin.
当他死的时候，他为你偿清罪债。
On the third day, He rose again from the dead.
第三天就从死里复活了。
And you can be saved only by faith in Christ.
你唯独信靠耶稣基督才能得救。
Now you've heard that message.
好，你听了这个信息了。
Has it come to you as only words?
哎，这个信息仅仅是言语到达你耳中吗
？You listen.
你听了。
You agree.
你同意。
That's about it.
仅此而已吗
？There's no change.
没有任何改变。
There's no manifestation of power.
没有任何的大能的彰显。
There's no new heart.
没有一个改变的心。
There's no new way of walking.
没有一个新的生活方式。
It just came to you in words.
仅仅是言语临到你而已吗？
Maybe your parents have taught you the Bible.
也许你的父母亲教你圣经。
And you've memorized scripture.
你记了背了很多经文。
And you know all the right answers.
你有所有的正确答案。
But they're just words.
不过是言语罢了。
They're not real in your life.
在你生命中不是个实际。
Now let's go on.
我们继续看。
He said, "For our gospel did not come to you in word only."
他说，因为我们的福音传到你们，不独在乎言语
，but also in power.
也在乎全能。
Now we need to listen to what Scripture is saying.
我们需要好好听圣经说的是什么。
Paul says power.
保罗说全能。
He could see the gospel working with power in them.
他可以看到福音在他们生命中带着全能，在他们生命中产生果效。
I'll give you an example.
给你个例子。
One time I was preaching in Wales.
有一次我在威尔斯讲道。
In a very old church.
一个很古老的教会。
It was packed.
坐满了人。
And the people in Wales are very proper.
这些威尔斯人啊，非常的正经。
They're not like Americans who are real emotional and make a lot of noise.
他不像美国人啊，吵吵闹闹、叽叽喳喳的。
But I was preaching.
但当我讲到的时候
，And I was preaching about the sin of man.
我在讲论人的罪恶。
And about toward the end of the sermon.
我快要讲完的时候
，I said, "Now I'm going to conclude."
好，我说我现在要做结论了。
And later on, when I come back, I'm going to talk to you about salvation.
哦，等会儿呢，等我再来的时候，我要跟你谈论救恩的事。
And this man jumped up.
有一个人就跳起来。
And he said, "Stop!
停下来，停下来。
You cannot stop this message.
你不能讲，你不能停止讲。
I need to hear about salvation now.
我现在就要听到有关救恩的信息。
I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner.
我是个大罪人呐。
How can I be saved?
我怎么才能得救呢？
The gospel came to him in power.
福音借着大能领导他。
Now it may not have been that dramatic.
当然，在每个人身上不见，在你生命中不见得这么公开的戏剧化的表现。
But when the gospel comes to someone,
但是当福音临到一个人的时候
，it comes in power.
会带着全能。
When I was a little boy, I was taught the Bible.
当我是个小男孩的时候，他们也教我圣经啊。
And if you ask me, is man a sinner?
如果你问我人是不是罪人呢、
啊、I would say yes.
我会点头是
But I didn't hate my sin.
但是我不恨我的罪。
If you ask me, was Jesus the Savior?
你问我耶稣是不是救主呢
I would have said yes.
我也会点头啊。
But there was no evidence of love for him.
但是我对他没有任何爱的明证。
Of clinging to him is my only hope.
我也没有抓住他吧。是救命稻草，把我当做把他当做唯一的盼望。
He wasn't the center of my life.
他不是我生命的焦点核心。
I knew it here.
我不头脑里知道。
But it was not a reality.
但是对我来说不是个事实。
And then when I was 21 years old.
后来当我21岁的时候。
Standing in the library of the University of Texas.
我在德州的大学的图书馆里站在那。
Right there.
就在那。
I realized God loved me.
我认识到神爱我。
He sent his son
他差他儿子
to die for my sin.
为我的罪而死。
And I walked out of that library a different person.
我从那个图书馆出来，我就变了一个人了。
Everyone wanted to know what's happened to you.
所有的人都要知道，哎，发生在你身上发生什么事。
The gospel came in power.
因为福音借着全能领导我。
You may have been raised in a very godly home.
你可能在一个很敬虔家庭里长大。
And you may have been taught all the right things.
嗯，你父母教你都是对的事情。
But can you tell me the day when the gospel came in power?
但是你可以告诉我哪一天福音借着全能临到你呢
？And showed you that God is holy.
让你看到神是圣洁的。
And showed you that you're a sinner.
让你看到是个罪人。
And showed you that Christ died.
让你看到基督为你死了。
And changed your life.
改变你的生命。
And continues changing your life.
而且继续在改变你的生命。
Came in power.
带着全能。
Now let's continue looking.
好，我们继续来看。
He said, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit.
也在乎全能和圣灵。
Now this does not mean that the moment you were saved.
这不是说啊，你得救的那一刻。
You started talking in a different language.
你就开始说方言了，听不懂。
Or
或者
something supernatural happened in the sense of some great gift，
或者你得到一些什么超自然的恩赐啊。
What he's talking about is this.
这里讲的乃是
It has to do a lot with Genesis chapter 1.
这里跟创世纪第一章息息相关。
When God created the world,
当神创造天地。
It says that the Father created the world.
圣经说是父创造天地。
It says that the Son created the world.
也是圣子创造天地。
And also in Genesis, what do we see?
在创世纪我们看到。
The Holy Spirit.
也是圣灵。
Hovering.
在水面上。
Creating.
也在创造。
And this is what we mean by a new creation.
这就是我们所说的新造的人。
Paul says, I could see the results of the working of the Holy Spirit.
保罗，我可以看到圣灵的动工的结果。
That he changed you.
他改变了你。
He made you into a different person.
他使你成为另外一个不同的人。
And then he goes on, he says this.
他继续说。
That the gospel also came with full conviction.
好，这福音呢，而且带着充足的信心。
You know better than I.
你比我更明白。
That there are places around this world.
这世界上有些地方。
And for the last 2,000 years.
过去两千年来。
Where Christians have had to stand before governments.
基督徒必须站在执政掌权的面前。
And they were condemned to death.
他们被定罪要处死。
Because they were told to deny Jesus.
因为他们被迫要否认基督。
And they would not.
但是他们不愿意。
With great conviction.
所以他们带着极大的信心。
They stood.
他们站立了稳。
Now, here in this country at this moment,
啊，此时此刻在这个国家，
we don't have that kind of persecution.
我们没有这一类的逼迫患难。
But here it may be even more dangerous.
但是在美国甚至更危险。
Because it's the subtle manifestations of the world.
因为这是世界的那个狡猾的显现。
The temptations that's constantly telling us to compromise.
那个叫我们总是叫我们要妥协的试探引诱
the worldliness that pulls at us
这世俗的这一切的在在吸引我们的东西
so many people that they call themselves Christians
今天好多人自称是基督徒啊
but they do not have enough conviction to stand
但是他们没有充足的信心站立的稳
they don't fight against sin
他们不与罪恶争战不抵挡
they just follow sin They don't fight against the world.
他们不与世界征战。
But they compromise.
他们随波逐流。
They look like the world.
他们看起来像世界。
They talk like the world.
他们讲话像世界。
They honor the world.
他们尊重世界。
My dear friend, that's not conviction.
亲爱的朋友，这不叫充足的信心。
When someone is truly converted,
当一个人真正得救。
There is conviction in their heart.
他们心中有充足的信心。
To serve Christ.
他们服侍主。
To stand for him.
为主站立。
Not to compromise.
不妥协。
And when they do compromise.
如果他们妥协的话。
Because we are all weak and we all fail.
因为我们都软弱，我们都有失败。
It breaks their heart.
当他们妥协的时候，他们就心中
碎了。And they turn back to God and repent.
他们就回到神面前痛悔。
But if you can call yourself a Christian.
但如果你自称是基督徒。
And live with no conviction.
却没有充足的信心，没有把握。
And marry the world.
跟世界联合。
Be very careful.
小心哦。
You may be deceived.
也许你在自欺。
So how did Paul know that they were Christian?
哦，保罗怎么知道他们是基督徒呢
？The gospel came in power.
因为福音带着全能领导。
Now let's look at another manifestation of that power.
好，我们现在看看那个全能是怎么样彰显的吗
？Look in verse 9.
看看第九节。
He says.For they themselves report about us what kind of reception we had with you.
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你那里。
When these people from Thessalonica became Christians,
好，当这些帖撒罗尼迦人变成基督徒的时候，
it was so noticeable that everyone was talking about it.
哇，好明显哦，大家都在传讲、传论的事。
Was it that noticeable with you?
对你来说是否这样明显呢
？Did people talk about it?
别人有没有看到你的改变，在传论呢
？Did they say?
他们有说
something's happened to that person.
哇，那家伙不一样。
They changed.
他改变了。
They're different.
他跟从前不一样。
Maybe they don't understand what happened to you.
也许他们不明白发生在你身上的事。
Maybe they just think you got religious. Worship real idols.
他们真是在拜偶像。
Statues.
拜那些俯望观音的。
Things that they call God, which were no gods.
那些根本不是神，但是他们称之为神明的。
They turned away from him.
他们从偶像转移离弃他。
And even today, in many places where the gospel is preached.
今天甚至很多地方当福音传讲的时候。
Especially in India, where we do a lot of work.
特别是我们服事的印度。
India's full of idols.
印度充满了偶像啊。
And many people, when they're converted,
很多人当他们得救的时候，
how do you know they're converted?
怎么知道他们得救？
They turn away from their idols.
他们离弃他们的偶像。
Sometimes they throw them out of the house.
有时候他们把偶像从家里头扔出去。
They put it away.
把它丢掉。
To serve the only living and true God.
服侍那又真又活的神，独一的神。
Now, what would you think?
你会怎么想？
If you went into someone's house,
如果你到一个人家里头，
and they were telling you that they were a Christian now,
他们说、哦、我们现在信耶稣了，我们是基督徒了。
But when you walked in,
但是当你进去的时候，
they had an entire wall of their house dedicated to many idols.
他们整个墙壁上都是奉献给很多的偶像。
Well, hopefully your theology is good enough to recognize there's a problem.
盼望你的神学可以让你看到这里有问题。
A big problem.
有很大的问题。
Because you know, you can't be worshiping these idols.
因为你知道你不可能继续拜这些偶像嘛。
If Christ has come into your heart,
如果耶稣进到你心里，怎么拜偶像？
Now, you may not have a wall of statues in your house.
可能在你家里头没有那个墙壁上有很多的偶像啊，可能没有。
But we all have idols, don't we?
但是我们都有偶像，对不对？
What's the number one idol of man?
人的第一大偶像是什么？
Himself.
自我。
Man.
人
us,
我们
putting us first,
把我们自己放在第一位。
Yes, I want Jesus.
是我要耶稣。
If it will give me my best life now,
只要他给我现在的美好的生活，我就信他。
You see that?
看到吗
？Now, when we come to Christ,
当我们来到耶稣面前。
We are to renounce our idols.
我们要弃掉我们的偶像。
But here's the problem.
问题在于。
They don't all go away immediately.
这些偶像不会立刻全部跑掉。
And we even have idols that we don't even know about.
我们甚至有一些不知不觉的偶像。
But if someone has truly become a Christian,
但如果一个人真正变成基督徒了，
they will recognize the idols in their life.
他们会认识到在他们生命中的偶像。
Or begin to recognize.
或者开始会认识到。
And begin to do away with them.
开始会弃掉他们。
And as they grow in Christ,
他们在基督里继续成长。
The Lord will show them more and more idols in their heart.
主会让他们看到心中越来越多的偶像。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, that Christian will cast them down.
借着圣灵的大能，这个基督徒会把这些偶像都拆掉、毁掉。
In the New Covenant,
在新约里
there's a passage in Ezekiel 36.
在以西结书三十六章里头
It's a New Covenant promise.
是一个新约的应许。
And in that text, one of the promises is this.
在那段经文里头，其中一个应许是
I will cleanse you from all your filthiness.
我要洁净你脱离一切的污秽
and from all your idols
和偶像
so what is God saying
神说的是什么意思
he's saying I'm going to create a people
他说我要造一群人
and I'm going to work in their life
我要在他们生命中动工
cleaning them
把他们洁净了
demolishing destroying their idols
毁掉他们一切的偶像
so as they walkIn their Christian life,
当他们在基督徒生命中继续的成长下去
they are going to become freer and freer from their own idolatry.
他们会从拜偶像当中越来越得释放的
And they're going to become more and more devoted to me.
他们会越来越爱我，向我委身
Is that something that the Lord is doing in your life?
这是否神正在你生命中所成就的事吗？这是吗？
Since you said that you had become a Christian,
自从你说你信了主，
has the Lord been showing you idols?
主是否在显明你心中的偶像？
Have you been turning from them?
你是否弃掉这些偶像？
Fighting against them?
与他们争战？
Desiring to be more and more devoted to Him?
你愿意越来越爱主？
Or are you given just to idolatry?
或者你正在拜偶像。
We have so many strange idols in the United States.
美国有很多奇奇怪怪的各种各样的偶像。
They're really very strange.
真的很奇怪的偶像。
I mean, most people in other countries have idols that kind of look like men.
别的国家啊，有一些像人的样子的偶像。
Are they look like dragons?
或者像龙啊。
Ours look like footballs.
我们的偶像看起来像橄榄球。
And basketballs.
或者像篮球。
And houses.
像房子。
And fancy cars.
很好的轿车。
And clothing from special designers.
或那些特别名牌的衣服。
You see, idols can take all kinds of shapes.
看到没有，偶像有形形色色各种形状。
And they're all deadly.
他们都是很可怕的，要命的。
And if you move here from some other country,
如果你从别的国家移民到这国家，
you find that the idols change.
你会发现你的偶像会改变。
You know, when I lived in Peru for many years,
你知道，当我住在秘鲁多年时候，
while I lived there, I was going through a terrible civil war.
当我在秘鲁时候，正在打内战。
People were dying.
老百姓东死一个死一个。
We have to stand in line to get a bag of rice.
我们必须要排队才能够拿到一袋米。
And everybody thought a lot about God.
很多人那个时候都在想神的事情。
But when the war was over,
但是当内战结束
，prosperity started coming back into the country.
当这个国家开始复兴兴旺了，物质兴旺。
Everyone began to think a lot less about God.
每个人都想神就想的越来越少了。
And a lot more about the money coming into the country.
想到那个进口的金钱越来越多。
You see?
看到吗
？So they turned from these idols and they turned to God.
所以他们离弃偶像归向神
to serve him
来服侍神
Now let me ask you a question
让我问你问题吧
Do you serve God?
你是否在服侍神
Now I know this is not a Catholic church
我知道这不是一个天主教徒
But many times we look like Catholics
往往我们很像天主教徒
Why?
为什么
We think the pastor is the one that's supposed to serve God
因为我们以为啊只有牧师才要服侍神
So we just all come and watch him every Sunday.
每个礼拜天呢，我们就来看看牧师表演什么。
And if the pastor is going to clean the windows of the church,
如果呢，牧师要擦教会的窗，
we all take our pew and watch him.
我们都坐在我们的座位上，看他擦窗。
Brothers, we are all a priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是祭司来。
We are all called to serve Jesus Christ.
神呼召我们每个人都要服侍耶稣基督。
And we're called to do it in the context of the local church that we're a part of.
我们要在这个本地教会，我们所归属的教会里头一起来服侍基督。
Listen, in America,
你听啊，在美国
，people come to believe something that's just not true.
很多人相信东西都不是真的。
You are serving God because you come to church and sit in a pew.
你来教会，你在服侍神，因为你在坐在下面的板凳上。
Brothers, that's not true.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不是事实。
We come to church.
我们来教会。
To hear the word of God.
来听神的道。
So that we can become more capable servants.
好叫我们能够成为更有能力的仆人。
Do you serve Him?
你是否在服侍他？
Do you know one of the evidences that a person is lost?
你知道其中一个证明啊，证明一个人失落。
You know in Romans chapter 3 there's that long list of sins.
就是罗马书第三章那里有一个很长的项目的罪恶的项目。
There is none righteous, no not one.
没有一人一个都没有。
There is none good, no not one.
没有一个良善的一个都没有。
But then it also says.
然后也说了。
They become useless to God.
他们变为无用，一同变为无用。
They do not serve Him.
他们不服侍他。
Paul knew these people had become Christians.
保罗知道这些人成了基督徒了。
Because the idols were not just being removed from their lives.
因为这些偶像不仅仅从他们生命当中除掉了。
They were serving Christ.
而且他们还在服侍。
They were worshiping Him.
他们在敬拜他。
That's one means of service.
这是其中一个服侍的方式，敬拜。
They were praying. That's a means of service.
他们也在祷告，这也是在服侍。
They were serving one another.
他们也在彼此服侍。
That's what a church is supposed to be about.
这就是教会应当如此，彼此服侍。
Are you serving God?
你是否正在服侍？
Is it your desire to serve Him more?
你是否愿意服侍他越来越多？
Now, They turned to God.
好，他们归向神。
They turned away from idols.
他们弃掉偶像，归向神。
And they were serving the one true God.
他们也在服侍那又真又活的神。
Now there's one other thing in verse 10.
好，第十节还有一件事。
And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is Jesus who rescues us from the wrath to come.
哦，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
They were waiting for Jesus.
他们在等候耶稣。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
It means they loved him.
因为他们爱他。
They longed to see him.
他们盼望能够见到他。
They couldn't wait to see him.
哇，他们等不及了。
I know if my wife goes on a trip.
我知道，如果我太太啊去旅行
，She's gonna come back into the airport at 10:30 in the morning.
她如果早上十点半要到机场
，from her trip，
从她的旅游当中回家
，I'm gonna get there at 8.
我八点钟去了。
Wait，
等候。
Maybe she'll come a little bit early.
也许她会早点来。
Why are you？Doing this.
为什么那么早来呢
？I miss her.
因为我好想她。
Why do you miss her?
为什么想她
？Because I love her.
因为我爱她。
You see?
看到吗
？Do you wait for him?
你是否在等候他的到来
？Are you not content?
你是否不满足
？Because you want to see him.
因为你要看他，所以你心里不满足。
Or are you perfectly content with his absence?
或者他不在，你挺开心的，挺满足的，一无所失。
Think about it.
想想。
Are you perfectly content to be away from him?
你是否他不在，你仍然心满意足，平平安安？
Or do you wait for him?
或者你等候他的到来？
Now how did they wait for him?
哦，他们怎么等候他呢？
They weren't just waiting for a liberator from social injustice.
他们不是在等候一个从社会上的不公平的事情来的一个解放者。
They were waiting for the one who died for them.
他们在等候那位为他们死的那位。
To rescue them from wrath.
去救他们脱离愤怒。
And who rose again from the dead.
又从死里复活那位。
They were waiting for Jesus as their savior.
他们在等候耶稣基督这位救主的来到。
They knew he had died for them.
他们知道耶稣已经为他们死了。
They knew he was raised from the dead.
他们知道他已从死里复活了。
They knew they were saved.
他们知道他们已经得救了。
But they were waiting the consummation of their salvation.
但他们在等候那救恩最终的结束。
His return.
他的再来。
Are you looking for his return?
你是否正在等候他的降临呢？
Are you longing for it?
你是否在盼望、期盼着？
Or are you just happy to be here?
或者你很高兴活在世上？
Now, let's go on to another.
好，我们继续看下一个。
In verse 6,
第六节，
Paul said, I know you're a Christian.
保罗说，我知道你们是基督徒。
Because you also became imitators of us and the Lord.
因为你们效法了，我们也效法了主。
Now look at this.
好，看看啊。
How did he know they'd become Christians?
他怎么知道他们成了基督徒呢？
How did he know they had become children of God?
他怎么知道他们变成神的儿女呢？
Because they began to imitate.
因为他们开始效法。
When I was a little boy.
当我是个小男孩的时候。
I tried to imitate my father.
我很想学我爸。
He was real big and real strong.
我爸爸很高很大很壮。
I wanted to be like him.
我要跟我爸一样。
And we lived on a farm.
我们在一个农场上生活。
And I tried to do everything like he did.
我要做的我爸做的一切事情。
Now I couldn't.
当然我不能。
Because he was real big and I was real little.
因为他很壮很大，我很小。
I tried to imitate him.
我设法，我想要学他。
Sometimes I look ridiculous.
有时候我看起来叫人好笑。
But if you had been watching me,
但如果你看我的话，
you would have said this.
如果看到我，你会说，
that little boy,
哎，那个小男孩，
he wants more than anything to be like his dad.
他真正想要像他爸，这是他最大的欲望。
Are you seeking to imitate the Lord?
你是否正在想要设法效法主呢？
Or are you trying to imitate some rock star here in LA?
或者效法在洛杉矶的一些明星
，or some movie star,
或者电影明星。
I don't want to be like them.
我不愿意像他们。
I want to be like Christ.
我愿意效法基督。
But Paul said, not only were you imitating the Lord,
保罗说你不仅仅在效法主耶稣,
you were imitators of us.
你也在效法我们。
There have been many men of God in my life.
在我生命中遇到了很多属神的人。
You know, I don't want to try to preach like them.
我不愿意讲道跟他们一样。
Because we're all different in our way of preaching.
因为我们每个人讲道的方式都不同。
And I don't want to try to put my hair like them.
我也不要把我的头发的那个像他们一样。
But there are many things about them, many virtues that I've tried to imitate.
但是他们生命中有很多的美德，我都想要效仿。
I want to be around godly men.
我愿意跟属神的敬虔人在一块。
I want to learn from them.
我要从他们身上学习。
And even though they're fallible men,
尽管他们是不完全的、有错的人。
I want to imitate the godliness in their life.
我仍然要效法他们生命当中的敬虔。
Are you like that?
你是否如此呢？
Or if you're a girl here, or a young woman,
你是一个年轻的女孩、小女孩。
Are you seeking to imitate the Lord's virtue?
你是否在效法主的美德呢？
That everyone would know that your father is God.
所有的人看到你都会知道你的父亲是神呢。
Because you act like him.
因为你行动行为像他。
Do you seek out godly older women?
你是否在找那些爱主的老妇人呢？
To help you grow in Christ.
帮助你在基督里成长呢？
This is what happened here.
这里就是正在发生的事。
These people were saved.
当这些人得救了。
And he goes on, he says, you received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
啊，他继续说啊。
Which verse? It's in verse 6.
哦，第六节的。第六节他说，你们在，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受了真道。
Now just for a second, let's talk about American Christianity.
啊，停一停，我们先讲讲美国基督教。
Someone receives Jesus with joy.
啊，一个人带着喜乐接受基督。
Because they were just told.
因为人家告诉他们。
If you will pray this prayer and ask Jesus into your life.
只要你跟着我做绝志祷告，请耶稣进入你心中。
He will make you a millionaire.
他就会使你成为一个百万富翁。
You can see why people would receive the word with joy.
你可以看到为什么人会这样子欢欢喜喜领受真道。
He will fix your life and make it perfect.
他会使你的生活改变，使你的生活美好。
He will prosper you.
他会使你丰盛。
Or someone walks up and says, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.
或者有人到你面前，神爱你，对你生命有个美好的计划。
And you say, really?
你说真的吗？
That's great.
太好了。
Because I love me too.
因为我也爱我自己。
And I have a wonderful plan for my life.
我为我生命也有个美好的计划。
Are you telling me that this God will help me with my wonderful plan?
你是否告诉我神会帮助我成就我自己的美好计划呢？
Well, that's pretty superficial.
这很肤浅啊。
But now let's go to the Middle East.
我们再到中东去看看。
And a young man, he's about 20 years old and in college.
一个大学的大概二十岁的年轻人。
He's been secretly hearing the gospel from a friend.
从他朋友秘密的听到了福音。
And he's come to the point where he believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
他到了一个地步，他听到他相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
But he knows.
但是他知道。
That if he goes through with this,
如果他真正要信的话
，Not only will his family kick him out of the house.
不仅仅他的家人会把他赶出去。
His father will try to kill him.
他爸爸甚至要把他杀掉。
And yet he receives the word with great joy.
尽管如此，他仍然带着喜乐接受了真道。
My friend, that's the power of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的能力。
Now that doesn't mean we all have to be persecuted in order to sincerely receive the Lord.
这不是说我们必须要受患难、受逼迫才能够真诚的接待耶稣。
But here in America, especially,
但特别在今天这个美国
，you can receive the Lord.
你可以接待、领受真道、接受耶稣。
For all the wrong reasons.
带着不好的动机。
In my 30 years of walking with the Lord,
在我的三十年信靠主与主同行的日子
，I've met a few people.
我碰到几个人
，who received Jesus.
他们领受了基督，接待基督。
Because they were basically told He would fix their life and prosper them.
因为基本上呢，人家告诉他们，你信了耶稣就会叫你成功发达。
And when it didn't work out that way,
当事实并非如此的时候
，They turned away from Christ.
他们就离弃了基督
，and they don't want any part of Him.
他们就永远不要他。
Because he couldn't help or he didn't help
them
the way they wanted to be helped.
See, we have to
be very careful. Now, Jesus can bless us.
是,
he can prosper
us.
But that's not the reason we receive him.
这不是我们接待他的原因,
we receive him because he's worthy. Because he died for our sins. Have you ever heard these people give their testimony? My life was terrible.
Oh,
I had nothing. But when I asked Jesus into my heart, things began to turn around.
哇,
now I'm a prosperous businessman.
哇,
I have the respect of the community.
哦,
well, now let's compare that to the testimony of the Apostle Paul.
然后我们再跟这个跟保罗的见证比较一下。
So before I met Jesus,
他说我信耶稣之前,
my life was really good.
我的生命很美好,
everybody in the country admired me.
整个国家的老百姓都羡慕。
Among all the young Jewish men,
在所有的犹太年轻人当中,
I was the most respected.
我是最受尊重的,
and I was prospering.
我正在成功发展,
and one day I met Jesus,
有一天我遇到了耶稣,
and he ruined my life. Because looking at it from this world's view,
因为从这个世界的角度来看,
Jesus did ruin his life.
耶稣的确毁了他的一辈子,
but looking at it from eternity's point of view,
但是从永恒的角度看,
he saved Paul.
神拯救保罗,
blessed him with spiritual blessings in the heavens.
属天各样的祝福,
took away his sins.
把他的罪抹去,
filled him with joy even in the midst of great tribulation. Now again, Jesus can prosper us. Many of you know how Christ has blessed you in many ways. But if that's the reason you came to him, there's a problem. Now let's go on. Just quickly, let's go on to verse 5.
第五节,
I mean, verse 3.
第三节,
he also knew they'd come to know the Lord, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father. Just look how their life is described.
你看看,是,他是怎么形容他们的生命?
Work of faith.
信心所做的功夫,
they were doing good works,
他们在做很好的善功,
not in order to be saved,
不是借着他们的善行得救,
they were doing good works because of their faith,
他们是因着信心才做出美好的功夫,
because they believed in
Jesus, 因为他们已经信靠耶稣了,
and these works were the result of their faith.
好,这些功夫,这些善行是他们的信心的结果,
because they believed the promises of God.
因为他们信了神的应许,
they were working.
所以他们就做工,
also says labor of love.
也说到爱心所受的劳苦,
they were not laboring in order to earn God's love.
他们不是要劳苦来赚得神的爱苦,
they were laboring because God did love them.
他们辛辛苦苦因为神已经爱了,
God shed abroad his love in their heart.
神把他的爱浇灌他们心里,
they loved God.
他们爱神,
and they loved the people of God.
他们也爱神的百姓,
and we all know from 1 John,
我们从约翰一书都知道,
that we can't say we love God whom we have not seen.
我们不能够爱那看不见的神,
we do not love the people of God that we can see.
除非我们爱那我们看得见的神的百姓。
And also their steadfastness of hope.
哦, 这里也讲到他们盼望所存的忍耐。
It also means perseverance.
这个意思也就是忍耐坚持到底。
One of the greatest evidences of Christianity.
信主基督教的一个很大的明证,
of true conversion.
真正得救的证明,
is that you continue.
是你会继续不断.
One of the ways in which you know that you repented and were saved,
你怎么知道你真正的悔改得救了其中一个证明是,
is that you are still repenting today.
是今天你还在悔改.
One of the ways in which you know that you believed unto salvation,
你怎么知道你真正相信得救了呢? 其中一个方式。
You're still believing today.
是你今天你还在信。
Persevering in hope.
你在坚持，在盼望中坚持到底。
And that hope is founded in Christ.
这个盼望是建立在基督的根基上。
Let me just share an observation with you.
好，让我跟你分享一个观察和观察。
A true Christian.
一个真正基督徒。
Can doubt many things.
可以怀疑很多事情。
A true Christian can even come to the point where they even doubt their own salvation.
一个基督徒甚至到一个地步，他会怀疑自己的救恩。
But here's something that a true Christian never doubts.
但是有一件事情，一个真正基督徒永远不会怀疑的。
Never.
永远不会。
They never doubt.
他们从不怀疑。
That Jesus is their only hope.
耶稣基督是他们独一的盼望。
They never doubt.
他们不会怀疑。
That they cannot save themselves.
他们不能救自己。毫无疑问。
They never doubt that Christ is their only hope.
也不会怀疑基督是他们独一的盼望。
After 30 years,
30年后,
I'm more convinced than ever.
我现在比从前
更加的有盼望。I'm saved for one reason.
我得救是一个原因，只有一个原因。
2000 years ago, Jesus Christ died for sinners.
耶稣基督为罪人而死。
Apart from that, I have no hope.
除此以外，我没有别的盼望。
Now let's finish with one more.
我们继续来看。
Verse 7,
第七节。
So that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia.
甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信徒之人的榜样。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你问题。
Are you an example?
你是否是一个榜样呢？
Are you an example to believers?
你是否是一些别的信徒的榜样呢？
Of what a believer truly is.
你给他们做榜样，一个信徒应该是什么样？
Are you becoming more and more an example?
你是否越来越是一个好榜样？
You say, well, the pastor should be an example.
你说传道人、牧师、长老应该做榜样。
Yes, sure.
是，他们应该做榜样。
And so should everyone else.
每一个基督徒也该做榜样。
You know, it's funny to me.
你知道对我来说很有趣。
It's not funny.
对，不是有趣吗？
You know, in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
你知道在提摩太前书第三章。
What is that?
怎么说？
The requirements for an elder.
一个做长老的资格。
Highest one.
提多书第一章
，The requirements for an elder，
一个做长老的资格条件。
Everybody knows that，
每个人都知道。
And although that's true，
尽管这些都是真的
，It's really misunderstood，
往往被人误解。
You should never look at 1 Timothy chapter 3 if you're a man or a woman，
不管你是男的女的，你不应该看提摩太前书第三章。
You should never look at 1 Timothy 3，
提摩太前书第三章，你看着它。
And say， oh， those are just the qualifications for an elder。
哦，这些都是长老的资格吗？跟我没关系。
That's not really true。
不是如此啊，其实。
What 1 Timothy 3 is showing us，
提摩太前书第三章在告诉我们，让我们看到。
Is what a mature Christian looks like。
一个成熟老练的基督徒应该是什么样？
What every mature Christian ought to look like.
每一个灵命成熟的基督徒应该怎样？
And then it's saying this.
然后也告诉我们。
The one who's going to be an elder.
你要做长老的。
Must be a mature Christian.
必须是一个成熟的基督徒。
He's not saying that the only ones who need to be like that are the elders.
他不说，只有长老需要这样。
All you men should be striving to be what's seen in 1 Timothy 3.
不，所有的男人都应该试图要努力要像。
And where it applies, all the women here should be seeking the same virtues in their lives.
不仅如此，所有的姊妹也应该追求这些美德。
So it's not just for pastors.
不仅是为牧师长老。
It's a description of a mature Christian.
这是在形容一个成熟基督徒。
It's just that pastors are supposed to be mature.
基督徒长老当然应该成熟。
You're to be an example.
你要做榜样。
All of us.
每一个人。
The youngest Christian here.
我们当中最年轻基督徒。
Be an example.
也应该做榜样。
Now, are you Christian?
你是基督徒吗？
Are you truly born again?
你真正重生得救了吗？
If you're troubled in your heart today,
如果你心里头有怀疑，有挣扎，
I want you to go to one of the leaders in the church.
我愿意到你教会的一个长老或者带领人。
Say, I'm troubled.
告诉他说，我心里头不平安。
I need to talk about this.
我需要谈一谈这个问题。
It could be,
可能是，
that you are a Christian.
你已经是基督徒。
And you wrongly understood the message.
你误解了神的道。
I wouldn't want that to happen.
我不愿意误解了。
But it could be also.
也可能。
That you thought you were a Christian.
你自以为是基督徒。
And you're not.
你却不是。
Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would use this message.
父，求你使用这篇信息。
For your glory.
为了你的荣耀。
And for the benefit of those who hear it.
也为那些听者的益处。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.